Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with daydreaming. Did you know that scientists believe that daydreaming is an essential way for the mind to get ideas? Silly daydreams might seem irrelevant to us, yet they are the seed from which ideas form. Daydreaming about lounging on the beach could be a start of an idea. Thinking you're a space pirate on a spaceship could be an emotion manifesting. It is this process that allows the mind to be creative and combine multiple ideas together. In a 2012 study, participants were asked to find unusual uses for everyday objects, like a bottle of water or a newspaper, and this tests creativity. Then, they were given a 12-minute break from this task. They were divided into four groups. The first group had to do a cognitively hard task, some kind of problem solving. The second group had to do a cognitively less challenging task. The third group had to do nothing, and the fourth group had to continue without a break. They realized that the second group, which had the less challenging tasks, spent more time daydreaming during the 12 minutes. Think about how we daydream while we're having a shower. This is a similar situation. After the 12 minutes, they went back to the task of creatively coming up with unusual uses of those everyday objects. And the group that daydreamed the most had the highest number of creative ideas, way more than the others. As kids, we have such a fertile imagination. Looking out of the window, we can dream for hours. Little did we know back then how important it is for us. Our imagination is truly a powerful force. If we can imagine something, we can do it. Do you allow yourself to imagine? Do you let your mind roam? What are the dreams and thoughts that make your imagination go wild? I firmly believe that if we can imagine something with absolute clarity, you can achieve it. Our imagination sets us free. Free to believe, free to become, free to create. Creation is ultimately the most important part of our imagination. There is no point of us living in a dream world. Imagination is where the thought starts, but it still has to be engineered and built. The word imagineering was coined in the 1940s and then trademarked by Disney in 1990s. It's such a beautiful and elegant thought. It's a mix of imagination and engineering. I heard it being used recently in an audiobook that I was listening to called The Power of Positive Thinking, where he spoke about combining our dreams with a plan. And the reason why I love this concept is that many of us stop at the imagination phase. We dream, we feel good about it, we want it. And that's it. Life goes on the same way. Imagination or a dream without action means that we're just wishing for something to take place. Imagination with a plan. Oh, now that's a whole different ballgame. That's what separates people that remain unfulfilled, unhappy, and those that remain fulfilled or feel fulfilled. Creating a plan and then acting on it. Engineers look at a problem and ask, how can I make this happen? What are the steps I need to take? What are the skills I need to learn? What is the team I will need? What are the resources I will need? So from today, I want you to allow yourself to daydream. I want you to let your imagination run wild. But then, I want you to make a plan to make your imagination a reality. Imagine each step you will take for that. Imagine it with such clarity that you feel you've already done it. So your simple habit for making your dreams a reality is to start by imagining. Then, once you know what you want, imagine the entire process with crystal clear actionable ideas. Don't just leave things to the imagination. Ask yourself, how can I make this happen? The power of our imagination is so infinite, and we barely scratch the surface. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.